Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul Basir, Prediction Machine, joining us on the show. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Hey, guys, spoiler alert there. I'm a little unaware of that information.
Yeah, no, that's just Rich messing with us.
Yeah, I'm messing with the nerds.
Are you a Star Wars fan, Paul?
Oh, no, and I shouldn't have even said anything there because I'm going to incriminate myself. I have literally never seen a minute of any Star Wars movie in my life.
That's amazing.
Okay, well, we can still be friends, I guess.
But. Yes, right. We still have a life well-lived, but barely.
Hey, Paul, we were just talking in the previous segment about the Green Bay Packers. I'm curious, and I may be coming out of left field with this, so if I am, my apologies, but as the prediction machine, have you guys run the numbers on the return of Aaron Rodgers and what it means in terms of the odds of Green Bay making the postseason? It's a pretty difficult road, but it's mathematically still available to them.
It is a difficult road, and it's interesting, too, because the chances of them winning out and the chances of making the playoffs are almost exactly the same. It rounds to the same number, even though they technically don't have to win out in order to do so, and they're not guaranteed in if they win out either. But it's 13% likely that the Green Bay Packers make it to the playoffs, given that Aaron Rodgers is healthy and playing for all those games. The difference between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Hundley on an average game against an average opponent is about 8 to 8.5 points. So that's pretty significant. That's the greatest difference between a starter and a backup in the entire NFL. I guess that's not much of a surprise. And it's interesting with this game specifically because we still have Carolina favored, as does Vegas. It's no pick for us against the spread. 25-23 is our predicted score, but most of the public is actually betting on Carolina right now. A lot of money coming in on the Panthers, and I think that's because people don't quite trust that Aaron Rodgers is at 100%. They're not positive he's going to play, though it looks at this point like he's going to. And you don't even know if he's going to make it through the game. But we like Carolina to win barely. The chance of the Packers making it to the playoffs just over 10%. Right now.
Hey, Paul, the two teams that are top in the AFC, the Steelers and the Patriots, are playing this weekend. But I want to talk about what I think is maybe the third best team in the AFC, that being the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
You've run the numbers on the Jags as far as winning the division, but as far as their chances of going far in the playoffs, are these guys, I mean, when you look at that defense, they have an amazing defense. Does that defense legitimize this team, the Jaguars, as maybe one of the top three teams in the AFC?
One of the top three teams. They are the third best team in the AFC. And for all the talk about the NFC being so dominant this year, three of the top four teams in our power rankings right now are in the AFC. It's New England, Pittsburgh, and Jacksonville's at number four right now. So the Jaguars are right up there. And actually, the Chargers are at number five. So four of the top five teams in the entire NFL are currently in the AFC. Now, there's a big gap for the most part after those teams. But Jacksonville's 8% likely to win the Super Bowl. It's something that I'm sure those fans are ecstatic to hear after the last decade or so. And a team that we think defensively is elite. Now, that 8% puts them as the fifth most likely team to win the Super Bowl. Still in a decent position there. They do have a major quarterback concern, but they got a running game, and that's decent. In this game, I thought one of the more interesting things against Houston is, though we don't have a pick on it, 25-14 is our predicted score. The Jaguars are favored by double digits for the first time in a decade, almost to the day. The last time they were favored was December 2007 by double digits. They were underdogs by double digits 21 times in that same stretch. So any level of success is probably good news for them.
Well, Ted briefly mentioned the game of the week, Paul, New England at Pittsburgh, and Ted is fond of reminding us about the Patriots' success in Steel City historically, especially in the postseason. And I have to believe it wasn't good news for the Steelers when the Patriots got their asses kicked on Monday Night Football, but Gronk is back after the one-game suspension. I'm curious your thoughts and what the machine says about this game, but also about a possible playoff meeting between these two teams. Obviously, it depends on where they would meet, but maybe whether or not you've looked that far down the road.
Yeah, and the Patriots are our most likely team to win the Super Bowl, and they are still actually our most likely team to get the one seed of the AFC. However, we don't even have them favored in this game. Now, I'm mincing words a little bit, and if I simulated it again 50,000 times, I might not even say that, because 50.1% of the time the Steelers won this game. Now, for the betting market, that means the wrong team's favored, or at least this game should be a different spread than 3 points favoring the Patriots. So there's a pick, obviously, on the Steelers there. But at home, it looks like the Steelers are a slight favorite in our number. It rounds to basically the same score. I'll say 29-28 as a prediction. That means, though, that in New England, it's about a 4.5 to 5 point game favoring the Patriots, and we are expecting that as the most likely scenario in the AFC now. These are the two most likely teams to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Eagles now, obviously, after the issue of the Wentz. But in this game, two of the three best players at skill positions outside of, in the entire NFL, two of the three best players at the skill positions are in this game playing for the Steelers. They're also Rob Gronkowski being the other one. All three of them are in this game. And the defenses, though they both give up big plays, New England's actually more banged up at more positions than Pittsburgh. It's just all the attention being paid to the impact of Ryan Shazier. I think they're similar teams in Pittsburgh. It looks like a pretty close to a toss-up game. I like Pittsburgh +3.
Two of the best teams in the NFC right now are playing this weekend. The Rams taking on the Seahawks. How does the prediction machine see that game being played out?
It's close to a toss-up as well. So the last game I just mentioned, I rounded the score because if I had said it, the way that it was published, it would sound like a tie. And here I'm going to have to kind of do the same thing. Less than half a point separates these two teams. And so I like the underdog, in this case the road team, as the team most likely to cover. But the Rams, elite pass offense and defense, top five in both in the NFL right now. They're down on one of the best players, period, in the league. And obviously that offense has been hitting big plays for the Rams all season. And that's terrible right now as a matchup for Seattle. Seattle throws the ball 60% of the time, which is completely unlike anything we've seen in the Pete Carroll era, but they have to do that, and they're going up against an elite pass defense, and they don't have those weapons at the back end, obviously, in the defensive secondary to be able to stop the big players. So while technically Seattle wins, it's only because of home field advantage. The Rams are the better team, and I like them +2.
Paul, you got my attention there a minute ago when you mentioned the Eagles behind the Patriots and the Steelers. One of my questions was going to be, how much has Wentz out, Foles in impacted the Eagles' big picture possibilities as we get into the postseason? It doesn't sound like as adversely as maybe most people would think.
I would agree with that, though it's still tangible. So they went from the most likely team to win the Super Bowl to the third most likely team. They went from the number one team in our power rankings to number 7, which obviously feels like a pretty big drop. But they only lose, on average, 2.6 points per game net. That's the difference between Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. And I published a bunch of numbers. I'm not going to go through them all right now. Career-wise, how these two players look very similar. Now, Wentz is clearly the better player, but Foles has two pretty fluky seasons. One good, one bad. That bad was under Jeff Fisher. We've got reason to believe that quarterbacks under Jeff Fisher are probably a little bit better when they play elsewhere than otherwise. And in this case, for this game, and because of the path that they have in this game and going forward, it's a pretty clear path to get to the number one seed in the NFC for the Eagles. So number one seed, plus the fact that this team is still a top 10 team according to our numbers in the NFL, they're the most likely team to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And for what it's worth, in this game, though the line only moved about 2.5 points, so that matches my expectation, I do still like the Eagles to win and to cover as 7.5 point favorites on the road, but that just speaks to how bad the Giants are.
Of course you do.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Basir, Prediction Machine. Hey, Paul, before we let you go, you were a snowy field goal miss away from an Army-Navy win in the pick for the Enterprising Young Man last week. What do you have for the folks, I'll just say it, the folks like me this weekend?
I'll go back to the college well, though. I'm literally, defeated in college and undefeated in the NFL in the 3 weeks I've been on so far. But there is one game that I love, and it's the Las Vegas Bowl. It's the most interesting one this week and Saturday. Oregon's only a 7-point favorite with Justin Herbert, their 6'6 sophomore quarterback, healthy. I believe they are a top 10 team in the country. Now, a lot of people are staying away from them and betting on Boise State because of the coaching change, Willie Taggart gone. But most of the coaching staff is still there, including their offensive coordinator. Oregon is an elite team. I have them doubling up this spread and winning 35-21 over Boise State. Boise State not that good. They've struggled with Fresno State in back-to-back weeks, and yes, that is a tease for probably next week when we talk about their game with Houston, but I like Oregon -7 as that pick for the Enterprising Young Man.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about it earlier this week. I'm already on that. Yeah, absolutely. Paul Basir, Prediction Machine. Hey, Paul, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk next Thursday. Thanks.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.